The word for today's sermon is reveal. Write it down. Reveal. Revelation. Epiphany. We have entered the season of Epiphany, and that word Epiphany means exactly that. To reveal. To make manifest. To draw back the curtain on something that has been hidden. And to bring it out into the open. To reveal. The day of Epiphany was a few days ago on January 6th when the wise men came to worship Jesus, and the Messiah, the Savior, was revealed, shown to the Gentiles to be Lord and God. But today, today's lesson, the baptism of Jesus, is even more of a reveal day. In fact, in the Eastern Church, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Church in the East, Epiphany, if you say we're going to celebrate Epiphany, it doesn't mean the Magi, the wise men who came. The day of Epiphany is exactly the day that is celebrated the baptism of Jesus. It's a reveal day. We see on this day in the Jordan River John baptizing Jesus in the water. And the Father speaks from heaven. The dove comes down, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. And great mysteries are revealed in this little scene. It is a reveal day, a great epiphany. Secrets that have been hidden are out in the open. Jesus is revealed in the water as the Son of God. There he is, Jesus, Mary's son, 30 years old, normal guy, by all accounts, has hair, feet, legs. But the Father's voice gives an epiphany, reveals that this man, son of Mary, normal human being, is in fact the Son of God. This is my beloved Son. Jesus, says the voice, is God himself, like Father, like Son. The Father speaks and points to that man and says, that human being is God. He is both God and man, a human being, a person, and God himself. What the angels spoke to the shepherds years back at his birth, what was revealed to the Magi by the star, is now spoken out in public so that everyone might know Mary's son is the Son of God. God in human flesh, the Word made flesh, God and man in one person. It is reveal day when mysteries are brought out into the open. Jesus, the Son of God. But there in the water of the Jordan, Jesus is revealed an even deeper mystery, something even more than the fact that he is God and man in one person. And we can see this greater mystery by asking a simple question. Why was Jesus baptized? Baptism, after all, was and is for sinners. Luke says that John the Baptist came preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Baptism is for sinful people. It's for dirty people who need a bath. It's for dying people who need to be born again. It's for guilty people who need pardon. And Jesus certainly is none of those things. And so what is Jesus doing in the water? Why is he being baptized? He's clean, he's holy, he's perfect. The answer is a revelation. It's a reveal. For Jesus is revealed in his baptism not only to be the Son of God, the Word made flesh, he's also revealed to be the sin bearer. Jesus is in that water, being baptized, washed, for our sins, not his own. The Bible says of the Messiah that he is counted among the transgressors. Jesus has come to the Jordan to be the greatest sinner of all time. He has come to take the sins and put them on his back, to be what John the Baptist in the Gospel of John calls him, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is in the water, taking your faults and my faults and putting them on his shoulders. This is why Jesus has come. This is his very purpose. It's why he was born. That's why there is this God-man, one person together, to take your sins and to make them his, to put them on himself. Jesus' suffering for us begins right there in the waters of the Jordan. His road to the cross starts right there at his baptism. He is revealed today on this Epiphany baptism day as the most glorious, the highest, the most divine, the Son of God, and the sinner, the sin bearer, the one who puts all things on himself. Reveal, that's today's word. Jesus revealed, the Son of God in human flesh, and the sin bearer, the one who carries all our faults on his shoulders. But there is yet another aspect to this wonderful day and this amazing story of Jesus baptized in the water, the Father's voice speaking, the Spirit descending. There is something more revealed, and what is more that is revealed is about us. There's a mystery about us that is made plain, our own epiphany. And that epiphany is that if Jesus is the sin bearer, if Jesus in the water becomes the greatest sinner of all, if Jesus is going to become the greatest sinner and be punished by his Father on the cross as if he were the greatest sinner, because he's carrying all of those sins, it's all of that is true, then you and I have no sins left. If Jesus is the sin bearer, if we answer the question, why was Jesus baptized? Well, because he's taking on the sins of the world. If we ask, then where are my sins? The ones I did 5 minutes ago and yesterday, and the ones I've carried around all my life feeling guilty for, where are those sins? Well, they're not on your shoulders. They're on Jesus's. Jesus takes them, meets us in the water, in our own baptism, and he takes those sins and he puts them on himself. Today is a reveal day. And we, the people of God, are revealed as holy, pure, sinless, spotless. The words that the Father spoke to the Son are spoken to us. You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased. In other words, today we are revealed as baptized, as the baptized people of God. And if this is true, then there's a transaction that is to be made in the water, a transaction that is to be made in our baptism, a mystery for us to meditate on when we remember our own baptism, when we make the sign of the cross, when we hear the words in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. There's an action to be taken, a baptismal action. And that action is put your sins on Jesus. Put your sickness on his hands. Put your death on him. That's why he has come. That's why we decorated for Christmas. That's why he was born, so that he might meet us in our baptism and be the sin bearer. Don't waste all your time and energy and emotions carrying your sins and feeling guilty. Don't spend your life trying to pay for your sins or try to make up for them. That's not your job. This is shown to us on this amazing day at the baptism of Jesus. The Son of God has come to bear sins. Let him do his job. Let Jesus be Jesus. Meet him in your baptism. Give him your sins. That's what he's there for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.